Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to talk today about our God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this God who is both cosmic and caring. In our readings today, in our Old Testament and Gospel readings, we hear about a God who is outside of time and space, a God who is outside of his creation, a God who is above all things, who is outside of all things, who is all-powerful. In Isaiah 40, it talks about he who sits above the circle of the earth, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. This is a God who is all-powerful, who is cosmic in scope, who is bigger than our finite minds can even possibly imagine. He brings out their host by number, by the greatness of his might, because he is strong in power. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. This is a God who made all things. We have two confirmands today, and in confirmation class, we talk about the first article of the creed, and it is God who has made all things. And if you can't claim to have made all things, you can't claim to be God, right? God is the one who made everything, so then he's the one who lays claim to that name, God. Any other God, lowercase g, has no claim on the earth. Any other god, lowercase g, is only god of their little tiny circle and world. See, and that's where we kind of, there's a saying that the universe revolves around me. You've heard that phrase before. Maybe you've even said that phrase before. My own little universe, my own little world. I am the god of my own little circle. I can't really even manage that very well, but I'm the God of it. I own it. But our God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the triune God, is the one who did indeed make all things. He is a God who attends to the workings of the planets, to the movement of the stars, to the way that the earth was created with the land here and the sea here, and he is the God of all things. And he is an all-powerful God. He cannot be moved. The Lord is the everlasting God. He is, again, outside of time and space. He is everlasting. He is both unbeginning and unending. He is God. We can sometimes be a little, maybe, afraid of a God that's that powerful, or maybe dismissive in a God that we can't quite understand. My mind can't grasp it. So what do I do with this God who is above all things? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I can do with a God that is that big. And that's probably the best response. I don't know what I can do with that God, because he is so much bigger than I can imagine, so much more powerful than I can imagine, so much more in control of things than I will ever be. That is the God we worship. That is the God we sing about. That is the God that we give thanks for the life that we have. But God is not just cosmic, not just infinite. He is also caring and intimate. Our God is not just one God who stirs up things and then stands back and lets it all kind of go, and wherever it ends, it ends. Our God is one who knows each and every one of us. Our God is one who cares for each and every one of us. In Isaiah 40, again, it says, he who brings out their host by number, the cosmic God, the one who knows all of the stars, but he also calls them all by their names. Yes, he is the cosmic God above all things, but he is the God who knows you. He knows you. And by the greatness of his might and because he is strong in power, cosmic God, not one is missing. He knows each and every one of us by name. The creator of the universe knows you and cares for you. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He is cosmic. He is beyond all things, but he gives power to the faint. His ways are unsearchable. His understanding is unsearchable, but yet he is the one who increases the strength of the weak. He tends to those in his care. In our gospel reading, we see the cosmic God, the one who casts out demons. So not only is he above all of creation and outside of that circle of the earth, but he is knowing and part of that sort of supernatural spiritual realm that we can't see with our eyes, the battle between good and evil, the Satan and God, this cosmic struggle, and yet here he is, casting out demons, defeating the evil one in the presence of his creation. But he's also healing the sick. He's the one who tends to those who are weak. Laying on hands, speaking words of healing, opening ears of those who are deaf. And even something as basic as a fever. In our reading, they enter the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, and Simon's mother-in-law, not even Simon's own mother, but his mother-in-law. They say, well, she's got a fever. She's not feeling well. And he goes in, and notice, he takes her by the hand that created all things. The hand that spoke into existence, all that we see, reaches down and takes the hand of a sick woman and raises her up and makes her well. He is cosmic and he is caring. He is infinite and he is intimate. This is our God. And he doesn't just stand above the circle of the earth. He comes in his son Jesus as one on that very earth, as one of the grasshoppers, as Isaiah puts it. He becomes one of them in Christ to be with those whom he created, whom he called by name, who he knows intimately. This same Jesus, this same cosmic God, is with each one of us today. This same cosmic God who knows how all of the stars are aligned knows your name, knows who you are. He knows the struggles. He knows the hurts. He knows the difficulties. He knows the sadness. He knows. And he cares. And today he comes to us in body and blood, his own body and blood given and shed for us. He comes to us in his word that we sing and that we hear. He comes to us in the fellowship of the body. Take us by the hand, to lift us up, to give us faint ones strength. He's here for you today. In Jesus' name, Amen.